At one time, it was one of the nation's most important forts. That's not how people would know it today. It's the destination of thousands of tourists headed to San Francisco. And we'll visit as well on today's edition of The American Countryside. It's one of the country's best-known prisons. And although San Francisco's Alcatraz prison closed in the early 1960s, its beginnings can be traced to over a century before then.
Alcatraz, as the prison, would have existed if it hadn't been for Fortress Alcatraz, which came much, much earlier in the 1850s.
George Segarian is a ranger and guide at Alcatraz, which is today a part of the National Park System. That early fortress served to protect the young state of California.
What the Army wanted to do was to set up a triad of defense, three forts. Two still exist, one under the Golden Gate Bridge at Fort Point and the second one at Alcatraz. The idea was that if ships were fast enough to pass Fort Point and its guns, that Alcatraz would blow that ship out of the water.
But soon the fortress on this island in the middle of the bay was obsolete, and the Army had to decide on a new function for the buildings.
Then the Army decided to use its natural isolation to its benefit, and they changed the name from U.S. Army Fortress Alcatraz to one of my favorite euphemisms, U.S. Army Disciplinary Barracks Alcatraz, which meant military prison. And so it was the military that built this cell house, that built what we know now as Alcatraz.
Once the switch was made from fort to prison, this grew to be a major military prison for the Army.
Alcatraz was the major military prison in the West. Military prisoners from the Spanish-American War, from the Indian Wars, and from World War I came here to Alcatraz.
We'll have more of the story of Alcatraz next time as we travel the countryside. In San Francisco, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.